Are you constantly overwhelmed by all the things you need to do in your business? I know I am, and I know that I am not the only one. You're trying to do all the things you see others doing or that you know you need to do, but you feel like you're spinning your wheels, not getting anywhere. You feel the pressure of needing to bring in some income, and you end up not doing anything but staring at your computer screen because you don't know where to start. Stay tuned to today's episode, where I give you 3 tips to get rid of the overwhelm and actually make progress in your business. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Kayla from the ecommercemom.com, and you're listening to the E-commerce Mom Show. More moms than ever are looking for a way to make money online from home without getting overwhelmed in the process. My goal is to help you find the resources and encouragement to start a side hustle or small business so that you can thrive as a stay-at-home mom while helping your family get ahead financially. Let's get into today's episode. It is so great to be back in the podcasting saddle with you. I am excited to share this episode because this is something that has been on my mind a lot recently, and I'm hoping that it will help you by sharing my own personal experience. I was talking to a friend today, and she was talking about how on her podcast, she often shares things that have come up for her in her life and how that's been very helpful for her audience. And so, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing. She gave me an idea. So thank you for the idea. I think that we all go through a lot of the same things. Sometimes we think we're all alone, but we're really not. And we share a lot of the same frustrations. And I know I do anyway. So if you have a few minutes to listen to this podcast, make sure that you go find something warm or cool to drink, maybe a load of laundry to fold or something to do, wash dishes. That's what I imagine most people doing anyway while they listen to podcasts. That's what I do. It makes not fun tasks go by a little faster and a little more enjoyably. So I have felt overwhelmed from different times in my business, and sometimes I'm like, and I have a plan, my plan is working well, and then other times I feel like it's not working at all. And this friend and I were talking about this, and I just had this realization that I really needed to dial back what I was trying to do. And I'm going to talk about that more in a minute, but I have had some business opportunities come up in the past couple years, lots of them. I get cold emails and messages all the time. We would love for you to participate in this and that and the other. And some of them are obviously spammy, and some of them are legit things. Some of them are not. But some people are very, very relentless on emails about opportunities. And when you get an opportunity, you go, wow, this could be a really good thing for me and I could be involved in this and these are the positives. And then you go, but wait a minute, this is not anything I ever thought I would do. So is this something I should do? Does it fit with my business? And if it does fit with your business, maybe you're like, no, I don't really think that's a thing. And then you go, but wait a minute, am I just chickening it out? Am I scared of getting in front of people or talking to people or whatever the thing is that you're scared to do? Mine is mostly being in front of people. If someone invited me to go speak at a conference, I would be petrified to the point that I would be like, nope, I don't think that's for me. But, we just have so many different opportunities sometimes. If you have a business email, you will start getting them. If you have a website, you will start getting the opportunities rolling in. And there was a company that contacted me probably a year and a half ago or some, and I was trying to, make things work with them. And there was just certain things that just kept griping me about the way they did business. And I was like, you know what? It's not worth it. I'm not really gaining anything from this. And me trying to make this fit is just not working out. And then I went back to the online hub, we'll call it, where this thing was at, and all the people that I had been sort of in a mastermind with about this thing, they all had disappeared and they didn't seem very involved in it at all. And I was like, well, what does that tell me? That tells me that this is not a good opportunity. Not every opportunity is for you. And that's my point number one. My tip number one, realize that every business opportunity is not right for you. You have to learn how to say no. A lot of times we're overwhelmed. I mean, there's could be a lot more reasons than what I'm sharing. I'm sharing three quick reasons why you may be overwhelmed. To me, they're the most prominent things in my mind, the ones that stand out the most, but there are a lot more. These, to me, are the most obvious ones and the ones that we probably overlook, but, you know, there could be more. You have to learn how to say no, and you have to learn how to say, does this align with my business mission? Does this align with what I want to do? Is this what I've always pictured myself doing? If it doesn't, then you have to turn that down. Now, we often fear that we are going to miss our opportunity because we're scared of something possibly or something like that. That may also be the case, but there are more opportunities out there than we have time in the day. So just keep that in mind. Every business opportunity is not right for you. And being overwhelmed in a business that's for most people some sort of passion project, something that you're really excited about, and then if you're overwhelmed about that, like, that's no fun. That's not going to be fun for you or anybody else. And it just turns it into drudgery. I don't want you to create a business that turns into drudgery, that feels like a job. Yes, it's going to be work, but it shouldn't feel like a job that you're going to somebody else's place and clocking in, you know, like a 9-to-5. It shouldn't be like that. So when we talk about opportunities, remember that everyone is not for you. Tip number two, create a minimum viable week with some sort of task management system that works. Now, if you don't have a task management system that works, I can also help you with that. But it might just be a one subject notebook that you got for 10 cents that you got when the school supply sales were happening and you just happen to have an extra notebook. It could be a notes app on your phone. It could be something else. I'm a very visual person. I have to have my thing right in front of me or I'm not going to do it. I do use a digital task management system, but as far as like to do stuff around the house, usually I use paper. And I usually have a notebook right beside me to write down things that I am going to forget to do. For example, I just thought of a recipe the other day that I haven't cooked in a while, and I know I printed it out, and I know where I got it from, but I don't know if it's printed out anywhere, and someone shared it that I follow online. I wrote that on my list because I don't want to forget that. I don't forget that that thought came to me, wow, what happened to that recipe? I need to find that recipe. I think I know where it might be, but I'm not sure. So I always have like a brain dump sort of notepad beside me. This one is one that I got from somewhere that was just sort of like in a swag bag type thing. It doesn't have to be fancy. It could be a 10 cent one subject notebook that you're doing that with. If you don't know what a minimum viable week is, it's just sort of like, what's the least amount of stuff you have to do every week? Or it could be a monthly basis. It could be like, I want to publish 4 podcast episodes a month. Or maybe it's 2 podcast episodes a week. Or maybe you want to do a blog post a week. Or maybe you want to do an Instagram reel every week, or 3 a week, or whatever the thing is. Maybe you want to go live in your Facebook group. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's not that. Maybe you are selling on Amazon FBA and you want to source and send in 2 new products every week. Maybe you have an Etsy shop where you're doing print on demand and you want to create 3 new listings a day, or 1 new listing a day, or whatever it is. You can figure out what is the minimum thing that I have to do. There's a few categories that you can use to think about that. Content. Where is the content at? Most businesses have some sort of long form content. So that might be blog posts, podcast episodes, YouTube videos. Usually that's long form content. Most businesses have that. If you don't, maybe that's something you want to add or not. Some people are doing content on social media. Just remember, social media, you don't own it. And so if you put a lot of effort in social media and something happens to it, I have seen so many accounts hacked. I have seen YouTube accounts hacked. I have seen all kinds of things hacked. So just keep that in mind. If you are, you know, somewhere else, it's a borrowed space. Your own website is yours unless somebody hacks that. But I feel like that doesn't happen as much as social media accounts. Your email list, you know, like all those things you own, it's a little easier to control that. Whereas, you know, you're on somebody else's platform with their algorithm, you don't know what they're going to change from one day to the next day. And the same with Google Analytics and some of these other things. Pinterest, like, it seems like they're constantly changing. So just keep that in mind where you're at. Try to build on something that's actually yours and not somebody else's. But you need to figure out your minimum viable week. If you have an email list, you need to send a newsletter every week. Those kind of things. What is the bare minimum that you can get away with? And that's where you start at. If you don't know what that is, you can always keep a running list of what you're doing or a brain dump list and just start to notice patterns of what you're doing every week and put that into what you need to do. Minimum, not what would I like to be doing, not what should I be doing, minimum of what you have to do every week. If you're having trouble with that and you're like, man, I feel like I have 10 hours worth of work a week to do and I only have 8 hours or 5 hours, or I'm spending 10 hours doing this, but I really think I only have a couple hours worth of work and half the time I'm just sitting here overwhelmed and trying to figure out what to do next, I would invite you to book a discovery call with me, and I would love to chat with you about your business and about what you're doing. And let's see if I can help you come up with a plan. I have helped plenty of people do that. And it is so much fun. It's like a puzzle. Let's see if we can figure out how to put these things together. So if you would like to do that, I would love for you to go to theecommercemom.com/discovery, book a free 30-minute call, and we'll chat. And I will tell you if I can help you. If I can't help you, I will gladly refer you to someone who I believe can help you. That's just how I operate. So I'm not going to try to fool you into something that I can't do. If I really feel like I can help you, I would love to help you do that. I have helped people do that before. Let's figure out how much work you actually have to do, how much time it will take you to do it, and how much time you have in a week, and figure that out. That would be so much fun for me, and I would love to meet you. So anytime that you feel that working with me could be beneficial, I do business coaching and strategy and different things like that, feel free to go to theecommercemom.com/discovery and we'll meet. And we can meet, usually Google Meet is what I use. So it's sort of like Zoom. It's a video call, but we can also do a phone call if that's what you're more comfortable with. If you're more comfortable with a phone call, you can just email me at Kayla@theecommercemom.com. It's Kayla@theecommercemom.com. And I would be happy to help you with that as well. So, number three, you have to come to terms with the fact that you can't do it all consistently from the beginning, and that consistent progress is progress. So, remember that you can be everywhere, but most of the time when we try to be everywhere, one, we drive ourselves crazy, and two, we don't do a good job of it. When you see these people and these bloggers and these people out there that are just there every place at one time and every social media platform, and they're doing all the things, there's some things that you don't see. One, they probably have a team, or they have a really, really, really efficient system of doing things, and they are repurposing a lot of content. If you don't notice that thing, you may not see it, but I've noticed that. One of my favorite vloggers, she takes a set of pictures and she makes them into an Instagram carousel. She uses those pictures in a weekly update email, and she also uses those pictures in a weekly update blog post about her family, because her content is structured in such a way that her family is part of the content. And she repurposes those same pictures and those same sort of descriptions of things that happen. A lot of times she'll use her Instagram stories to make a reel. I notice those things because I notice those things, but most people don't. And so when you see someone that is, it seems like they're everywhere in one place at one time, then it's because they're repurposing stuff and they're not doing all that work themselves, or they have editors and other people putting all this stuff together for them, and they're not actually doing it. They're creating it one time, somebody else is splitting it up and dividing it up and adding it together and doing all these different things, and they're making that content or that, you know, social media content or whatever. A lot of times when you see blog posts, it's may not be the person that's the blogger writing them. It might be somebody else. The same goes with so many other parts. You know, they may have a YouTube channel and a podcast and a this and a that. They may have a podcast manager. They may have a talent manager. They may have an affiliate partnership manager. They could have all these people working behind the scenes. They could have an operations manager. So they didn't start out doing all these things themselves. They didn't do that. And you can't either. I don't think any of us can build up to that point without starting at something that's the minimum first. So when you start with what is the minimum, I'm going to publish one blog post a week. I'm going to write one email to my list a week. I'm going to make one Instagram reel a week. If you start with something like that and you get that under your belt, then you can add more. But if we start to where we're doing all the things at one time, you can do that for 3 days and then burn out and say, this is too much work. I can't do this. I don't know what to do. And there's nobody saying that you can't do a whole bunch of stuff. What I'm saying is that consistent progress is progress. And a lot of times we go, well, I'm not doing enough. I need to make money. I need to do this. I need to do that. And I'm not going to grow this or grow that enough fast enough if I'm only doing this. If you're burnt out and you're not doing anything because you're burnt out, you're not going to grow anything. And it's just... We think that we're doing these little things to make progress, but we're not going fast enough. And it's just not true. It's not true. People notice if you're consistent with your business. They notice if you show up, if you email every week, if you put out a new whatever every week. People notice that. And you would be surprised how much that little incremental progress makes over time. It's you feel like you're not doing anything, and then all of a sudden it's like boom, something big happens. You get a big opportunity, or you have a lot of growth or traffic or something like that because you put in that consistent effort over time. And I can tell you that the people that I follow, the closest on social media or on their blog or on their email list or on their YouTube channel, are the people that consistently put out content. Those are the people that I follow, and those are the people that I see the most because I'm engaging with their content. So if you want people to engage with your content, the people that see that you're being consistent and that you consistently engage with and they consistently engage with you, that is who's going to see your content. Speaking of social media, I have a Facebook group called the E-commerce Mom Community. It's a small group and it's growing. And I really like that it's small, honestly, because I've been in some groups and there's just thousands of people and it's madness. And I'm not sure that I ever want it to get to that point. But I would love for you to join. You can go to Facebook and search the e-commerce mom community and find it there. And I would love for you to join us. It would be great. I'm going to start doing some lives in there. I would love for you to get to know me and the lives and ask questions, bring those questions. I'll be doing that hopefully on a weekly basis. So I'm kind of in the process of revamping that right now and figuring out what that's going to look like. But I do hope to go live at least once a week. So that would be awesome if you would join me there. I hope that you found this episode packed with valuable insights and actionable tips. If you enjoyed it, found it helpful in your journey to creating a business and becoming free financially, I have a small favor to ask you. Could you please share this episode with your friends or family or anyone else who would benefit from this episode? Your support means the world to me, and by sharing, you're helping to reach more people just like you. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I'd greatly appreciate it if you could take a moment to leave a review. Your reviews play a crucial role in helping others discover the podcast and join our amazing community. Remember, together we can empower more people to create the life they desire through passive income and creating their own businesses. And thank you for being part of this podcast family. I can't wait to bring you more inspiring content in the future. Until next time, keep dreaming big and taking action.